Hi there, and welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News for the week of Monday, the 2nd of July. It happens to be the 4th of July now, and in honour of Independence Day, I thought I'd ask Nick Savides here about the European-American clean petroleum products trade.
True 4th of July fashion, the Atlantic trade has got some fireworks going.
Yeah,
the clean market's fallen through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It went from above 300 world scale points to 200 in 2 weeks.
So what would that mean in terms of dollars per tonne to ship it across?
Around about mid-30s dollars down to about $23 for 37,000 tonnes.
Right.
About $33 a tonne, $35 a tonne, down to about $23 a tonne.
And what's driving that? It's quite a dramatic drop, isn't it?
It is a dramatic drop. Basically, what's happened is that there are loads and loads of open prompt ships in Europe looking for cargoes. They're all scrambling around looking for cargoes. Ship owners will tell you that they're perfectly okay and they've got lots of cargo.
Of course.
But the prices tell you different. And the fact is that when they hit the 200 mark, they did actually rebound. And a ship owner broker said to me, the owners were palpably relieved when they saw it rebound to 230.
It's not the famous British stock market dead cat bounce. You know, a dead cat will bounce off the floor if it drops far enough.
Yeah. Well, I don't think so. I actually think it has recovered slightly to about 230, and that was the level it was at the last I heard.
Right. So why so many prompt ships?
Brokers are saying to me that the vegetable oil market in the Far East is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Palm oils were going strong. There'd been an expectation at the beginning of the year that there would be a rate increase on that trade from Asia to Europe,
mm-hmm,
of about 40 to 50%.
Yeah.
It never ever materialised.
Oh, really? What were they basing that on? Any thoughts?
The reasons for it were the new regulations from the IMO requiring vegetable oils to be carried in double hull tankers.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, part of the problem with that was that a lot of vegetable oils were already going in double hull tankers, so there wasn't the impact had been expected, certainly by a lot of people. You know, that impact never happened. As the year wore on,
mm-hmm,
palm oils became greater and greater demand, and the prices went up.
Sure.
So the price of the product increased, became less attractive, and so people were looking for different markets. They turned to South America and soy oil.
Mm-hmm.
There was another effect, and it was the threat from the Indonesian government,
mm-hmm,
to impose an export tax on palm oil.
Presumably that's to keep it in the country so it can feed people rather than come to the West.
Precisely. Sure. Yes, they had a product in the domestic market, so they wanted to keep it there. And the fear was that they were going to apply this at over $100 a tonne, retrospectively.
Oh, blimey.
In fact, what happened was they applied it at $60, so it wasn't as bad as everybody thought. But it was retrospectively. That had the effect of killing that market,
mm-hmm,
further. Then another broker was telling me that there was also a period of new deliveries of ships into the Far East.
Sure.
From Far Eastern shipyards.
Mm-hmm.
And the new ships have this epoxy resin coating on their hold.
A bit like you would actually with a tin can. Lots of tin cans, the insides are coated. They're not tinned. They're coated with epoxy to prevent the fruit acid or whatever eating
exactly
into the tin.
Yeah. Corrosion and all sorts of other. Yeah, that epoxy resin on the first voyage needs to be heated. And palm oils were perfect for that because they needed to come to Europe. And they need to be heated, and that would harden the epoxy resin.
Sure.
So the owners were really keen to get those cargoes.
Mm.
But all of that has dissipated. There's not so many new ships. The palm oil is more expensive, and the rates haven't really done what was expected. The bottom seems to have fallen out of that market. That's the reason, but the owners seem to be reluctant to send their ships to the Far East.
Oh, because there's no backhaul cargo to bring back?
Precisely.
Right, okay.
So they're all in Europe looking for cargoes to go west.
Which is taking the bottom out of the east-west.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Any respite in sight?
As I say, it did bounce back, and you may think it's the dead cat syndrome, but I suspect it may be that there is some increase in demand in the States,
mm-hmm,
which is going to help. I'm hearing that the inventories for CPP in the States are very low,
mm-hmm,
so the demand will increase there. So hopefully there will be some more demand too.
Well, thanks very much, Nick. The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.